Wildhour and Klein employed Burns to probe Fagan case. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1914, page 1, column 7. Prominent dentist and businessman, both friends of Leo M. Frank, engaged the famous detective convicted man may be sentenced tomorrow. Remittiture of Supreme Court received by lower court Rosser and Haas in New York, Dr. B. Wildhour, the dentist, and Milton Klein, manager for Daniel Klein Dollar Son, are the friends of Leo M. Frank, who employed Detective William J. Burns to work on his case. Dr. Wildhour stated to the Journal Tuesday that he and Mr. Klein first approached the famous detective when he came to Atlanta on his lecture tour and persuaded him to make an investigation of the case. Dr. Wildhour declares that Burns is actually in the investigation and will return to the city during the week to take up the work. While both Mr. Wildhour and Mr. Klein are firm believers in the innocence of Frank and staunch friends of the young factory superintendent, they corroborate the statement of the detective that he has been employed to investigate the case impartially to see if any evidence of value, whether it is for or against Frank, has been overlooked in the investigation of the case. Frank didn't know. That Frank knew nothing of the employment of the detective by his friends was shown by a statement to the Journal made early Tuesday. Frank then said, "Despite my hours' conversations with him, Mr. Burns, so far as I know, is not in the case. I enjoyed talking with Mr. Burns. He is a very pleasant gentleman. That is all I care to say." A development in the Frank case Tuesday was the receipt in the Superior Court. This means that Frank will probably be brought into court on Wednesday, certainly by Thursday, in order that Judge Ben H. Hill may resentence him. Frank, when told of the receipt of the remittiture, took the news quietly, and the fact that he is soon to hear a judge pronounce, for the second time, his death sentence, did not shake the convicted man's nerve. It is extremely probable that attorney Reuben R. Arnold will ask for a life sentence for Frank on the ground that he was convicted purely on circumstantial evidence. If such a move is made, it will be vigorously contested by the Solicitor General. Rosser in New York. The departure of attorney Luther Z. Rosser, senior counsel for Frank for New York, and the fact that attorney Herbert Haas of the Frank defense has been in that city for several days adds interest to the statement that further developments in the Frank case are expected in New York. While there was no intimation by the attorneys that either of the visits was connected with the case in any ways at the same time, the sudden trips of the two attorneys, following on the heels of the affidavit of Mrs. Formby, made in New York, has lent much color to the rumor that another development in the case has caused the two defenders of the convicted man to hasten to the metropolis. May consult Osborne. The bill of the Solicitor General, made to the Board of County Commissioners for original expense in the Frank case, shows that William S. Osborne, a famous handwriting expert, was employed by the solicitor in the case, but never used as a witness. It is said that the attorneys for Frank will consult with him during their stay in New York. The county paid Osborne $100 for his opinion on some phase of the case. That is the only thing known about his connection with the case. That the defense is seeking to dissolve the element of mystery about his connection with the case is regarded as probable. According to C.E. Sears, manager of the Atlanta branch of the Burns Detective Agency, William J. Burns will return to Atlanta from Jackson, Miss Thursday morning to take up his investigation of the Frank case. What Burns says. After his conference with Leo M. Frank in the Tower, Monday Detective, continued on page 2, column 2. Page 2, column 2, Wildhour and Klein employed Burns to probe Fagan case. Continued from page 1. Burns was asked his opinion of the case. "I have only this to say," declared Burns. "Any case with which private detectives have had any connection bears a careful investigation, for they are general crooks and grafters. I say this every night from the lecture platform, and I mean it sincerely." Burns then indicated that others than the friends of Frank have been discussing with him his entrance into the case by saying, "I want to add that no one need fear that I will ever do anything to thwart justice. The Burns Detective Agency can't be employed for that purpose." As to his impression of Frank the man, or his opinion about the way in which the local authorities worked the case, Burns had absolutely nothing to say. Burns boarded a Southern train bound for Birmingham at 5:10 o'clock Monday afternoon in company with Dan Lahon, manager of the New Orleans office of his agency. He is said to be working on another case, but he would give no reason for his departure from the city.